Those morning drives to work may get you in the neighborhood of a school bus now and then. It can be fun to watch the kids getting on, heading off to school. It's a little less fun to drive behind the bus if it's one of the older ones, putting out a fair amount of smoke. Since rural school districts are more likely to be using older, more polluting school buses, they are the focus of a program to replace older school buses in California. There's a pretty straightforward name for the program. It's the Rural School Bus Project. The agency leading the project for all of California is the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District, which may have no easy acronym, NCUAQM. Jason Davis is the division manager for the agency and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So give us the basics, if you would, of the school bus project for the state of California and how it came to be.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about our district first. We're a government agency or a special district, kind of like a cemetery district or a school district or a water district, except our focus is on air quality. Most districts cover a single county, like, for instance, Siskiyou County, while others have a service area or a jurisdiction that covers multiple counties. And in our case, we cover Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity, so that's a pretty big area, about 8,000 square miles. Our job is to monitor the air and to ensure that it meets the health protective standards. And one of the ways that we do that is to offer incentive grant programs like the Rural School Bus Pilot Project. So we were selected last summer to administer the grant statewide.
How did that come about? How did a district on the North Coast end up running for the whole state?
Well, Senator McGuire, he's a Democrat out of Healdsburg. He led the charge to ensure that a small agency like ours was able to focus funding towards a specific need, and that was for rural school districts.
I want to welcome to the conversation Erin Squire, now on the line with us as well. She is the Rural School Bus Project lead for the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District. Erin, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Give us an idea, if you would, about how different the old school buses are from the ones that are hitting the road today.
Well, what we're talking about here is you know, body styles, of course, change, but it's the engines and the technology that they're using. So they're cleaner burning engines, or they're just alternatively fueled, like with electricity.
Okay, so what are the options that are being offered to the rural school districts for replacing their older buses?
So with this grant, you can either change technology types, which is really exciting. So you can go from your diesel bus to a zero-emission school bus, meaning all electric, or you can upgrade your vehicle and still use technology you're used to, like diesel or compressed natural gas, but they're much cleaner-burning engines.
All right, so you're not necessarily going to electric or hybrid or something. You could just be sticking with diesel, but it's a newer diesel with a cleaner engine?
Yes.
All right, so even the non-hybrid buses are that much cleaner than the old ones, you're saying?
Yes, and a second tier of this grant is that it requires the use of a renewable fuel type. So not only is it a cleaner burning engine, but then we have cleaner burning fuel, or fuel that is less carbon intensive when it's manufactured.
So a different kind of diesel if you're sticking with diesel buses, for example?
It is a different kind of diesel, but it works, you know, just like a traditional diesel. It's just a newer type of diesel. So it's called renewable diesel.
Is it harder to obtain or higher in cost or anything?
Cost depends on where you're located in California. It is a small challenge to obtain it in some of the rural areas, but it's definitely not impossible.
All right. Jason Davis, I want to come back to you because I want to clear up one thing about the air quality management districts like yours. I mean, are they all over the state? Are there any pockets of California where the air is good enough where there is no district?
No, there's California's broken up into 35 different air districts, and regardless of the quality of the air, there still is a government agency that regulates it.
Mm-hmm.
It still needs to be monitored to make sure that it meets compliance with the air quality standards.
So I imagine there's been a fair amount of research and some comparisons of situations district to district. What is the general view of what school buses from older districts are contributing to air quality in a negative sense?
Most rural communities have difficulties with particulate matter, just like the Medford area and areas of Lane County in Oregon, as well as Modoc County, Siskiyou County, and Del Norte and Trinity. And so the black soot or the black smoke that you see coming out of the back of the school bus, that's particulate matter, and that's one of our problems we're trying to reduce emissions and control.
You did mention the Medford and Eugene areas. A lot of the particulate matter there has been ascribed to wood stoves over the years, and in fact, they still have wood burning control programs in those communities. In the communities you're talking about in your district, is the particulate matter mostly from diesel? Is it from a combination of that and wood smoke, or mostly wood smoke?
It's a combination. I'd say the lion's share of it comes from wood smoke, but there's also a significant part that comes from the transportation sector, so school buses, on-road heavy-duty vehicles, and then, to a lesser extent, off-road vehicles like bulldozers and logging equipment.
Okay. We're talking about the Rural School Bus Project in California, which is being led by the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District, where Jason Davis is the division manager. Aaron Squire is the Rural School Bus Project lead. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about those old school buses and getting them off the road. 800-838-3760 to join by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Aaron, walk us into the application process. I understand it opens in just a couple of days.
Yeah, so it'll open on March 1st. We've taken a different idea doing our application. So instead of having a lengthy grant application that, you know, every school in California could potentially be filling out, we've split it into two applications. So the application part A, what they'll be submitting March 1st through March 30th, is a simple application that identifies the school, the bus they're using as their baseline bus. So this grant requires that you basically put up one of your old vehicles for ranking. So very simple information that they have. And then all the projects will be ranked based on that. Application Part B will only be sent to those applicants who are initially selected for funding, and Application Part B will want copies of estimates, will need more detailed information about their old school bus, it will require photos to be submitted. So we did that to hopefully, you know, alleviate some of the burden, not just on the schools, but also on the vendors. You know, every school is going to be coming to them for an estimate. So that's why we split our application into that two-part process.
And what are some of the basic requirements for any district to apply in the first place for the Part A part of it?
Yeah, so you need a bus that's 20 years or older, so I guess 1997 or older. You have to own your school bus. It has to be currently CHP certified, and that is the requirement that makes sure that we're targeting in-use school buses. So it's not a bus that's been sitting on a lot that they never use. This is a bus that they're actually using and driving.
Ah, okay, so the old yellow rusting thing in the corner is not eligible if it hasn't been used in a while.
Right, so we want it to be currently in use.
Well, I noticed the part about having to own, and that was going to be one of the questions, because I noticed that with a lot of school districts, it seems like when they contract with the bus companies, the bus operator actually owns the buses and then can do with the swap outs themselves. So is that often the case in California districts, that it is not the district that owns the bus but some other entity?
It's a JPA, so a joint power authority, but for this grant, your JPA could apply and replace the bus, just like a school district could.
Okay, so as long as it's owned by the district that's applying,
yeah,
it works out. Okay. And now, how much money available, Jason Davis? I mean, we're talking about the whole state of California here, so can the program help just a few districts, or will this have a major impact across the state?
We have $10 million worth of funding available this year, and we estimate that we can swap out anywhere from 25 to 60 buses statewide.
All right, which is not a huge amount, but can certainly make a difference in individual communities.
That's true, and this first year is just a pilot project, and the main emphasis is to demonstrate a need, and we're already seeing that, so it's great. We've had great feedback thus far.
So with 25 to 60 buses across the state of California, thinking in terms of maybe each district will get one bus?
It's dependent upon the project type. If you're using a hybrid or a diesel conventional engine, then you're limited to one project per school district. However, if you choose a zero-emission option, you get up to three buses.
Okay. So, all right. So how does the grant get kicked in, Aaron? I mean, so does all the infrastructure come with it if they choose for some zero-emissions kind of bus?
So if you go with a zero emission, so like the in this case, if you're doing an all-electric project, there is an additional $5,000 that can be put towards infrastructure. So that doesn't necessarily cover the whole cost of infrastructure, but it will help cover those initial costs when you're switching technology type.
All right. So what's the difference in price between, for example, a more modern diesel bus for a district thinking about this versus getting an all-electric bus, but with the charging infrastructure that has to go with that?
So the charging infrastructure is a hard thing to comment on, because what the main cost could be is actually bringing electricity to where you want to have your charging station. So that part is so varied, I couldn't fairly talk about. But just the buses themselves, the grant will pay for $165,000 towards the what would be called a hybrid or the internal combustion engine buses. And those are coming in somewhere around that price. The electric buses, the grant will pay for $400,000, and we're seeing those buses come in between $360,000 and about that $400,000. So the idea of the grant is that it can almost pay for, if not pay for, 100% of your new vehicle.
We are talking about the Rural School Bus Project in California, pilot project at this point, and the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District has been chosen to lead the pilot project. Jason Davis is the division manager at NCUAQM, and Aaron Squire is the school bus project lead there. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Questions about how the program works. Maybe you're on the California side and thinking your district could get involved in this. You've probably heard about it by now. On the Oregon side, maybe you just have questions about whether this can be done across state lines, not through this program, but whether it can be emulated. 800-838-3760 to join us by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. What kind of timelines are we talking about, Aaron? You said March will be the month for the first stage application. Chosen from that will be the second stage applicants. What's the soonest that buses might get out on the roads?
So that will also depend on how long it takes to receive a bus. So we're expecting contracts will be going out sometime, I'm thinking, in the June time. So once contracts are signed with the grant with the grant recipients, then they're allowed to order the bus. And ordering the bus can take anywhere from 2 months to 9 months to 12 months with delays. So it just depends on how long it's going to take these buses to actually make it to the school district. But it could take, I'm guessing, about 9 months for buses to come in.
I'm wondering if the manufacturers have been primed and prepped and all that sort of thing, whether, in fact, if this flock of orders, you know, 25 to 60 buses could result in buses that are essentially off the assembly line already and waiting for buyers, or if they'll have to be built.
So it'll definitely be a mix of both, but most of the manufacturers we've been talking to know the grant is in the works, and those timelines were taking into account that, you know, there will be an onslaught of orders and what could potentially already be manufactured.
Jason Davis, what is the overall funding source for the Rural School Bus Project?
The funding is through the California Air Resources Board, and then it originates from the California Climate Investments Program.
Is that what people would call the cap-and-trade program?
It is. That's the ultimate source of the funding is through the cap-and-trade program.
So give us the mechanism there. What has put money into the fund that then allows things like the Rural School Bus Project to take money out of it?
I'm not an expert in that, but I'll try and field that. When a company reduces its emissions, it earns a credit, and then it's able to market that credit in an exchange that the California Air Resources Board hosts. And then the proceeds from that sale, I think, are used to fund the various grant programs.
Okay, so essentially companies that need to put out greater emissions than companies that are under their levels are essentially buying permits to put more emissions out?
That's correct, and it's just focused on greenhouse gases.
And so do we have any idea what the total level of that fund is at the moment?
No, I don't have an idea, sorry.
Okay, so how much is earmarked then for just the Rural School Bus Project, this pilot phase of it?
Just the pilot phase of it, we're looking at a $10 million for the first year of the allocation.
All right, and then what happens after that first year? What will be some of the assessments about where things go from here?
Well, if we're able to demonstrate that there's enough need, which it looks like we're already on track to do, we should receive another equivalent award next year. That's what we're hoping.
All right. So, $10 million again for
$10 million again.
Mm-hmm. And when you said that it appears there is enough need, what kinds of things are you hearing so far?
Well, Aaron's been the phone's been ringing off the hook. Aaron's received several emails and several phone calls. We hosted a webinar through the California Air Resources Board a week and a half ago, and we had over 140 attendees, so we've had quite a turnout.
Wow, 140, really?
Yes.
And Aaron, how many school districts are there within the area that you're dealing with at North Coast Unified?
So, in our local area, I would have to check, but all over California, we're talking about roughly 1,500 individual school districts, you know, upwards of 10,000 individual schools. Locally, I'm honestly not sure how many districts we have locally, but it's significantly less than that. But this program will, you know, we are administering for the whole state. So we're looking at, you know, in theory, we could get 1,500 applications.
Wow. So, and what kinds of things are you hearing on the other end of the line? What kinds of things are being expressed in the emails?
People are really excited. I mean, the really great thing about this grant is it's taking, because it's targeting rural schools, it's giving schools who otherwise wouldn't have means to get these advanced technologies or entertain using these advanced field types, it's giving them the opportunity to have funding for that. So what I'm really excited about is when I hear a school wanting an electric bus and they never thought their transportation budget could afford an electric bus, but this grant is going to allow them to really branch out into new technology. And that's what makes me most excited.
So I assume, though, that this is really just sort of a capital program that without any operating money attached. So, I mean, once they make the purchase, it's up to them to make sure they do the maintenance and keep the bus in shape and make sure it's still working for them years down the road.
It is, but that's something that is already built into schools' transportation programs. And, you know, when you're choosing a bus, which kind of technology is going to work best for your school, something that the dealers often talk to the school about is future costs. So like with an electric bus, if it's all new to you, you know, you may worry about, you know, battery changes and maintenance issues. But, you know, because a bus has less moving parts, you have less mechanical problems. So that offsets the cost of the battery later down the road. So those are definitely conversations that the schools are having.
I have not asked about what determines the size of a rural district. Is it under a certain level of enrollment or something?
So for this particular grant, they've determined to use the definition of rural based on the air district. So in California, if you are considered part of a small air district, they're considering your school rural. And that definition is it's available on our website. But what it is the California Air Pollution Control Officers, CAPCOA, we use their designation as of small. And so there's small, medium, and large air districts throughout California.
And have you gotten some stories thus far with the contacts, Aaron, from people who say, oh, my God, we got a bus that's 40 years old still working out here, something like that?
Yeah, I think the oldest bus I had someone call me about was like a 1972.
Wow. There you go. There's your 40-year-old bus.
Yeah.
Okay, so the initial round of applications, March 1st through the end of March, is that right?
Yes, March 1st through March 30th.
And how should districts contact you?
Phone, email, smoke signal, whatever. Just if they have questions, please get a hold of us. We are here to help them.
All they have to do is Google Rural School Bus Project California, and they'll end up in your lap. Is that right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, Aaron Squire is the School Bus Project lead. Jason Davis, the division manager for the North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District, which will pilot the school bus project, the Rural School Bus Project, for the whole state of California. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy.